This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Mentioned as we went into the news break, somebody that can help shine some light on this, give us some detail. Mayor of the City of Mobile, Sandy Stinson, joining us now. Thanks for your time.
So, because you only have just a couple of minutes there, Sean, I'll try to be brief. Now, the process we've been going through was to down select a developer. Unfortunately, Sterling made the decision to withdraw. And so now we have a single developer. This process was to really choose one developer. And once that developer has been chosen, that is the beginning point of ultimately what will be built. And for instance, let's say Cordish made a proposal, but they have not met with the Mighty Grow organizations. They haven't, let's say, sharpened their pencil. They haven't done all the due diligence, because they were not going to do that unless they were the winner of the competition. Same thing would have been true with Sterling. So for the next few months, they will meet with various people, they will run economic models, and they will determine what they think they can afford to build and what the City of Mobile needs going forward. So there is nothing cast in concrete at this point other than we have a single developer to start the process with.
Okay, so the two proposals we've talked about are not finished project proposals. They are just a opening salvo.
Conceptual ideas.
So could the city, let's say we talked about Cordish and this open air idea, and I don't know if I'm saying something specific, but say that the city says, you know what, that's not what we want to go with. Would that be something that y'all would tell Cordish and say, okay, we see this other stuff, this looks okay, but this has to change? I mean, would you offer, or whatever, I don't even pick that thing, but there's something about it city doesn't like, you tell them specifically and then they come back and say yay or nay whether they can do it that way?
I think that you framed it up pretty good there, Sean. There will be a negotiation going forward about what they think they can do, about what we need them to do, and how do we resolve whatever difference there may be.
Okay. This process then would start, does this start in September, or how does that work on timelines?
Well, the timeline was that we were going to have selected, the finalists by September. So now we know that we have a finalist, and so that process can start sooner than September. But we have not reached out to Cordish at this point. We're still trying to, process information with Sterling withdrawing.
Okay, so this will be, so it doesn't have to wait till September, because there's just one suitor left. Y'all can, at some point here, sooner than later, get started with this.
That is correct. And I met with 18 Mighty Grow organizations yesterday, mm-hmm. representatives of them. We explained the process that we're going through. They are understanding of the process, and they just want to make sure that their voice is heard, and we've assured them that that will happen.
Yeah, and also, I hear in members of the Mobile City Council having an issue with there being residential or apartments at a facility down there.
So I think it has to do with maybe the volume of it, and it's like today, you can't go build 200 to 500 apartments down there because of the saturation, the ability to absorb that. And so this the entire 22 acres, it may not be built out, but over a period of 4 to 8 years. Now that's unknown, but that will be part of the plan that evolves from increased negotiations.
Mayor, where does the, and this apartment may be a good way to describe this question, where does the risk lie? For example, if the apartments were built and they were not fully occupied or too many or whatever it is that risk is on Cordish, right?
That's the developer's risk.
So it shouldn't, should that be an issue? I want to ask that because if I'm a member of the city council, that's not going to cost any taxpayer money. That's the private entity risking their capital, correct?
That's correct, but they're not going to overbuild that because of their risk. They will measure that risk. And so really, Sean, it's going to be what the developer, how is he going to make money, how do we minimize our risk, and how do we make sure that we don't get drawn into another bad situation of a project that where it ends up costing us more money than what we anticipate on the front end.
Yeah, and where, would the risk all for the city be on the front end, or would there be ongoing maintenance, or what kind of cost share would the city have with the private developer?
That's yet to be determined, and that's why that's yet to be determined. Yeah.
Okay, but what you're saying is this discussion moves up and starts quickly now, because, or it starts more quickly than September, because you have Cordish is it, right? I mean, Cordish is who's going to be presenting.
That's correct.
All right.
And so they will actually, in my opinion, they will put two or three people in the city of Mobile to start over a period of, and it could be 3 months, could be 4 months, really doing whatever, whether it be a demographic study, whether it be community outreach, but all of the things that they really need to do to make sure that they have a solid proposal.
And will these proposals, when they come in, will they be for us to see, the citizens, is something the council will see from your office? How does that work?
I would say both. I mean, I think that what we'd ultimately end up is they will have a proposal, which we would probably first expose the city council to, let them understand it, and then it would be, you know, open to the public. But the public will be having input, you know, along the way, so to make sure that we've tried to cover all the bases.
I got to imagine that Cordish realizes that, right? They're getting in a project that's, has a public entity to it, so they are going to get comment.
That is exactly right. I mean, I've talked to the Cordish representative this morning. I went down and visited here in Mobile with a Sterling representative. And so, you know, just trying to make sure we're touching our bases with this new information about Sterling withdrawing.
What would be the... You talked about the timeline for development, but you said it could be over a period of time. So,
let me say that there's probably a 4 to 6 month due diligence, develop a plan, and come up with a plan of what is going to be ultimately proposed. But then once that's proposed, you know, the developer may say, this is the first phase, this is the second phase, this is the third phase, and this is how we propose, you know, that it's done.
It will, because you say 4 to 6 months. Can we? Is everything online for Mardi Gras this year, or is it going to be?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Nothing changes.
Nothing changes for this year.
Nothing changes.
Okay. All right. Very good, Mayor Stimson. Thank you for your time. Thanks for letting us know a little more about this.
Yep. And Sean, he'll be available next week to talk more about it, because I'm sure there'll be more questions, and we want to make sure that we. Put people at ease that there is no decision been made about whether we have an arena, whether we don't have an arena, whether it's going to be open air or not open air, and that sort of stuff.
That stuff, okay. And if y'all are just joining us, Mayor Simpson, I want you to say it again, that this is the start of the discussion. This, what they presented is not set in concrete.
That's correct.
Mayor Simpson, thanks for your time. We will try to talk to you next week.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it.
All right. Mayor Sandy Simpson joining us by and giving us a little more insight into this. This is like so many of these stories when they're brand new, you're trying to figure things out. And, because you would look at it and you would say, hey, well, there's a proposal. You go with one and they've already designed it. But it sounds like that's just the start of the discussion. Can we, let me ask this one. Can we as a city decide what we want? Can we as a city? I'm sorry, but I mean, I hope so. Like I said, I'm a person that's in. There's some people that want things to fail for some reason. I'm a cheerleader for my city. But also, and maybe it's every other city, but I don't care. This is my city. Can we agree? Can we all get a consensus on what this is going to be? That is one of the challenges out there.